$730 million is the tuition for the budget for fiscal year 2010. Institutional funds, this is the other component to our resources for instruction, $359 million. Most of this is what we call indirect cost recoveries. These are the costs associated with hosting the research efforts. This is the overhead charge that comes from our research effort. On the restricted side, a total budget of $2.8 billion. Most of this $880 million is in research and restricted gifts, again dedicated to those specific efforts. There's an amount for the AFMA charge. This is dedicated to for deferred maintenance at the university. We have other charges associated with the restricted funds or other resources from the restricted funds. We have the hospital is the major portion here, $617 million dedicated to the hospital and the medical service plan. The auxiliary facilities is the next item, and lastly we have this this item called payments on behalf. $679 million. Payments on behalf represent the payments that were made on behalf of university employees for their health care and for their pension contribution to the CSRS pension plan. Just quickly on the right side, the most of the expenditures are for personal services, followed by contractual services. And again, payments on behalf, basically an equivalent amount for payments on behalf made from restricted amounts. Okay, Joe. I'd like to look at the, first to just take a look at the history of the appropriation, the general revenue fund appropriation I referred to, a 6.1% increase in the appropriation over the last 5 years up to the $743 million level. Again, reconciling this to our total take from the state of Illinois, $743 million in GRF, $17 million from the state surveys, and $4 million in legislative set-asides that are dedicated to the university for particular programs. We go to the heart of the situation. This is the state appropriation as of 12/31. And in comparison of this year compared to last year, again, the total appropriation in both years, again, the GRF was $743 million. Last year, there was a $19 million rescission for a net appropriation of $724 million. This year, $743 million, again, being the 2010 appropriation for GRF appropriation for the university. Of that, $45.5 million is the stimulus monies that were contained inside in that $743 million GRF appropriation. So the net coming from the state in GRF for 2010, $697 million coming from the state. Now, what's happening?
I'm sorry, could you explain how the billed and appropriated sequence works?
Yes. The process for us to basically bill, we bill the appropriation on a monthly basis. We basically bill our payroll and our other expenses on a monthly basis. Our monthly bill to the state of Illinois runs about $80 million is vouchered on a monthly basis. So both these cases, we billed approximately $485 million in both years. To the state through 6 months. The situation, this is where the situation evolves. Last year we had received $250 million from the state as of December 31st, or 35% of the total appropriation. This year, as of December 31st, it was $46 million had been received from the state, or only 6% of the appropriation had been received. I would just give an update through today. So the net result was about a $436 million receivable as of the end of the year. I'll give you an update as of today. That receivable stands at, as of this morning, at $446 million. So it hasn't increased about $10 million. The good news is we did receive $48 million this morning from the state, but we have billed for January, so that at least that as of today, $446 million receivable. So I'd like, you know, the...
So, Walt, if you go back to, so you add 48 to the 46 to bring us up to this morning, is that what
We did receive $10 million more in January, so at 48 and 10, so we've received $58 million in January.
And on what date will we have fully billed them for the 09 appropriation?
We should be done billing the appropriation in March. Running on about an $80 million a month basis, we should maybe some residual in April. We should complete the billing to the state.
And Walt, what's the nature of the $90 million rescission?
Last year, in November of last year, the state actually came forward and said you were going to take 2.5% of the appropriation was going to be taken back from us. It's an official act by the state that formally reduces the budget. For the university, and that was done in November of 2008. That was done. We have asked we've been in conversations regularly with the governor's office, and we've asked point blank, will there be a rescission for 2010? And we've been told no, there will not be a rescission. But the cash situation speaks for itself.
Every public university has experienced that.
Yes. We're all of the other eight publics in the state of Illinois are all suffering from a similar situation.
Walt, the 2009 has been fully funded by the state. Now I know it was in arrears.
It was finally funded in September of 2009. We probably carried in this next slide will show you that exactly that.
We ended the year, Walt. July 1. We still had.
Approximately $120 million.
$120 million in receivables. You can only close your eyes and guess July 1 this coming year where we're going to be. If we ended up with only $120 million receivables in July 1 of 2010, I think it would be time to throw our hats in the air. But, my fear is that that number, July 1st, 2010 could be a much more ominous and threatening number.
May I ask one more question before you skip over? So the $45.5 million in the green from the stimulus money?
Yes.
Have we received that?
No. We are told that we will get that in February. So we have not received that yet. That is not part of the receipts. In the beginning of January, we basically said we had received $52 million. It's $46 million here. This is $46 million we received directly to the GRF. We also have received for this scientific transfer, or this scientific surveys, we've received $6 million. So there's a reconciling. So if anybody was wondering the difference in those numbers. Move to the heart of this. The situation is the receivable from the state and kind of answering the question, did you see this coming? The 2007, you can see that the worst that our receivable really from the state in fiscal year 2007, essentially $65, $70 million was the receivable, a very manageable situation. And the next year, the fiscal year 2008, we did have a pop in that got up as high as $200 million. We did have a lot of discussions with the state budget office at that time with regard to trying to put us on some type of a payment schedule to basically keep up the payments. Near the end of that fiscal year, we were actually requested to return money, and that was actually a request that was put out in fiscal year 2008. We went into 2009, and we started seeing this very significant delay in payments to the university. Again, we were consistent with our approach in billing the state for our state funds, for our payroll and our costs associated with our state funds. And as you can see, in the previous two fiscal years, in 07 and 08, they actually did pay off everything by the end of the fiscal year. 2009, as we mentioned, we basically moved about $120 million receivable into the next fiscal year, or what they call the lapse period. So the first 6 months of fiscal 10, we now are seeing just an unprecedented situation with regard to cash coming to the university and reimbursements from the state against our appropriation, to the point where we're here showing about $436 million receivable at December 31st is the receivable from the university, and updating that again to $446 million as of today would be the, if you would to extend it.
Can you comment on your payables, how you're dealing with that?
I would say we're making our payables with all deliberate speed. We are basically being very careful about how we manage our payments. We are paying on a slightly delayed basis. We're just, you know, it's part of it, just trying to manage the cash. We're not, you know, trying to jeopardize vendors, you know, keep our good reputation. But we are trying to be very cognizant of basically our cash flow and how we pay our bills and the timing of paying our bills. We have a significant payroll, $140 million in total every month for payroll, and of course we have to be punctilious to that responsibility.
Will there be a time at which we face a payroll issue?
I think, you know, we're taking all steps, you know, to try to avoid having that happen, to have basically say we're I will not say that we will not meet payroll as of a certain date. The SIU is basically, you know, President Bouchard has basically put out with their problem that they're talking about not making the March payroll. We are trying to manage our cash to make sure that we will continue to make payroll on a regular basis.
I think it's probably important, though, for us to, I think the attitude on many is that we're larger, we're more diversified, we've got a very skilled leadership and management structure, therefore the University of Illinois somehow is immune from this problem. And ultimately, I think the response to your question is, ultimately, do we hit a wall? Are we at some point going to find ourselves unable to meet a payroll? And I think it's important for us to acknowledge that while on the one hand we're pulling all of the rabbits out of the hat to be able to avoid that, that at some point, if things don't turn around, and if they don't turn around fairly quickly, we're going to find ourselves with a back to the wall, just like everybody else is back is going to be to the wall. So the quicker that the state is able to craft an effective short-term and long-term solution to the state's fiscal crisis, the more quickly that will happen, the quicker our payment schedule is going to begin to return to normal, and this cash crisis will be over. But we're a long way, I think, from seeing any light at the end of that tunnel. And therefore, I think it's important both within the university community, I think as a result of the difficult measures we announced a couple of weeks ago, that there's now a much clearer understanding of the severity of this crisis within the university than there might have been earlier. But looking forward, I think it's important that the people of Illinois and the policymakers, the media and others, understand that not just the University of Illinois, but daycare centers and hospitals and all essential public services are under threat as a result of a mounting both fiscal and cash crisis.
Joe, if you want, I just wanted to put one last background on this whole state appropriation situation and where we've been over the last 10 years with the appropriation. With the 10 years ago, with the original appropriation being in the $900 million level, in excess of $900 million, and then seeing a series of rescissions coming on the university in 2002, 2003. significant drop in the appropriation to where we're down now to a net